That was a heart pounder.
I'm exhausted.
Me
seriously,
too.
I almost lost my mind on that Tom Johnson penalty called in the end zone.
Yeah. And
you know what? They're oh, by the way, Between the Lines provided by Gatorade. I'm your host, Paul Allen. The analyst is Mike Wobshaw from Vikings.com. There were some penalties called on Arizona earlier in the game that I thought were a little suspect, a couple of 15-yard penalties. And I don't know, man. I mean, I'm not being cheerleader guy here. I thought that call on Tom Johnson was freaking ridiculous.
Okay.
And it extended the game. But fortunately, yeah, let's get it out of the way early. It's the first time in like a month and change we've been able to high-five. Because this losing streak has been exhausting. It's hideous.
It's over.
Damn it. I'm glad it's over. I'm glad it's over. And that's right. I said damn at Vikings.com because I'm happy this losing streak is over.
It's over because the Vikings won, and they won today. They beat the Arizona Cardinals in an awesome game, a thriller to the end. The Vikings defense comes up big. Final score is 30-24. Tons of scoring, tons of action. Our new kicker did pretty well. Cordarrelle Patterson, flash, returned a kick for a touchdown.
Wow.
Xavier Rhodes went Rhodes closed to the tune of 100 yards for an interception return touchdown. Your voice is still intact.
Yes.
It's all good.
Yes, and we come back on Thanksgiving. An early happy Thanksgiving to everybody as a 6-4 operation playing for first place at Ford Field on Thursday. Xavier had two interceptions today. First, a multiple interception day of his career. First touchdown of his career. Cordero with his fifth kick return touchdown that ties Percy Harvin's team record. We're the first team since like 1962 and the Dallas Cowboys to have interception and kick return touchdowns of at least 100 yards. First time in Vikings history. Today was all about history because guess what? If the Vikings had lost, they would have become the first team in the history of the NFL to start 5-0 and lose five consecutive games. The exhausting losing streak is over.
And maybe it's a winning streak. And if it is, it will be because the Vikings win another big game. That one's in Detroit on Thanksgiving Day. Just in a few days from now, the Vikings will leave for Detroit with first place in the division on the line. Before we wrap this thing up, though, I want to talk about two other things in this game.
Yeah, and we already did the high five.
Aren't you done? So glad you're done talking about how we haven't gotten any sacks. Four sacks today.
Yeah.
The defensive line has been playing great even during this losing streak, but finally the sacks will convince people that they were.
And the new kicker made a field goal. All right, and this is with all due respect to Blair Walsh, a person I'm very fond of, and honestly I wish it had worked out better for Blair, but that thing was becoming toxic. So he got released. Here comes Kai Forbath. Of course, he had an extra point blocked. I mean, it's just how it works. But he made a field goal, so we don't have to worry about that. And we had multiple sacks today. Feels like we had nine, but I think the official number might be four. Daniil Hunter had a couple. It's the first time in more than a month since the Houston game the Vikings have had multiple sacks in a game. They were supposed to hit and bludgeon Carson Palmer, and they did. So that's cool, and the losing streak is over, and I'm happy because it was exhausting.
Lastly, an underrated key performer in this game, Jeff Locke.
Oh, yes.
He had a 72-yard punt to pin Arizona.
Love you.
Way back there.
Unbelievable.
As they were trying to mount a game-tying or winning drive. So good job by Jeff Locke. All right, we're exhausted. So are you. Lots more to come here on Vikings.com. Post-game reaction from Mike Zimmer and Sam Bradford. Catch PA's radio show all week leading up to the Detroit game.
Yep.
Thanksgiving Day, some football with your turkey. The Vikings and Lions with first place on the line. Make sure you don't miss that. On behalf of Voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw.
Yes!
This edition
yes.
of the Gatorade Between the Lions post-game report is over, but the fun has just begun.